Praise God, amen. God bless you, brother. Well, this is our last one, amen. Amen. We call on our sister Joanne. She is going to sing Peace in the Valley. Amen. Do you believe it? Do you believe there's peace in the valley? Amen. What about a wave offering again? Don't sleep. Amen. Wave offering. Praise God. There'll be peace in the valley.
Oh yeah. confusion and trouble won't be. Oh yes, no frowns to defile, just a big endless smile. There will be peace, peace and contentment for.
I feel it in my heart. I feel it. Oh.
Amen. Just one more. Amen. Oh my. Fire, 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 fire.
Wonderful name for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are very, very thankful that we could gather in this hall again tonight. Amen. In that wonderful name. Amen. Of Elohim. Amen. Amen. The self-existing one. Amen. We'd like at this time to call on Brother Hans, even Hans, Bro Hans, come on over, my brother. Come sit on your platform, is Amadons.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, Brother Harold Beckett. Amen. If he's here, come forward and sit on the platform. Thank you for Brother McCarthy of Mossel Bay. He has eventually arrived. Amen. He's not going to greet us tonight. He's so weary and tired of the long journey. Amen. May you come up. Amen. 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 Bye-bye, Dunbar, for home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A brother has gone. Amen. 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 He's full-time for about 3 months now. And God is wonderfully blessing his ministry.
Yes.
Amen. So is there any other minister that we've missed that's in the audience tonight? Amen. You can step right forward and come and join us on the platform. And I believe God will richly bless you. Amen. So we're very thankful for the item that's been rendered, the songs that have been sang. Thank you, Sister Joanne Coleman. Sang the song. There's Amen. Peace in the valley.
Yes.
There's peace in the valley because the lily is in the valley.
Yes.
And from the lily comes the peace, joy, long suffering, and everything that is good. Amen.
Yes.
It's very thankful for the wonderful song. And also our sister that accompanied her. May the Lord richly bless them. Amen. Thank you for our ministers on the platform.
Amen.
Welcome them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder whether God says between them. I want to come and greet my brother McCarty. Come greet us. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I greet you all in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And I can give all the praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. En glo vanaand dat hy is gister, vandag, tot in die ewigheid, as hy dieselfde. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Die Bybel sê, hemel aarde sal verbygaan, maar sy woord sal bly staan tot in die ewigheid. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And tonight, I believe that the seven standards, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, will give us rapture faith, praise God, amen. And I believe that is the key. That's the master key, praise God, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. That's why I'm here tonight, brothers, sisters, amen. That's why I'm here in the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And I believe that the Lord will bless us. And the Lord will bless every ministry here, praise God, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus, amen. And that's why I'm a glow vanavond. Dat ons sal eet uit die hand van die Here, prijs God, amen. Halleluja, Moses het vir Aaron gesê, luister, vat hierdie manne, en stoor die dit in die Shekinah glory. Halleluja, prijs die Here, amen. And now we're eating fresh manna, praise God, amen. And I believe the Lord is here tonight, amen. To bless us, praise God, amen. The Lord bless you, amen.
Amen. En verwelkom ons broer Hannes McCarty.
Amen.
En die naam van Jesus Christus, broer Eben Hans.
Amen.
Amen, kom goed ons mee, broer. Amen. 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 Amen.
Ek is so blij dat verteenwoordiging door predestinatie was voor die grondlegging van die wereld en dit is die rede waarom ons hier is. Weet, het is dierbaar, vir my baie groot voorrecht om hier te kan staan, om hier te kan wees, onze broer Kolmanse bediening, onze broer Dillard, de wonderlijk te kan geniet.
Amen.
Glorie Heere gaan voor ons dierbaar, goddelijk zien. Weet het zo wonderlijk dat, dit is Joshua en Caleb, praise God,
amen.
Hulle stier, hulle na die beloofde land, een beland van die woord, een woord aan God, dier Abraham gegee, dat jou nageslag gaan na wees, dit is die Heilige Geest, en praise die Heere by Kades Bernia, daar kom daar een bewijs uit, en daar die bewijs is daar die groot trots drijven. En twee man, broers en sister, luister. Praise the Lord. Hier kom hulle met een bewijs van wat in die beloofde land aangaan. Een melk wat oorloop van melk en hier in die land. En hier bring hulle die bewijs een groot trots drijven. Twee man dra daar die trots drijven. Twee man. Praise God. Ons is die blijste mense, die gelukkigste mense. Praise the Lord. Daarom kan ons ras, moet ons ras, as ons verplig om te ras. Een korrelkie was so groot as een gewone trosdrijwe. Dit wys die oorvloed in die land, daar is baie in die woord, in die Heilige Gees, die het het dit en die besit in Filisteine. Daar, weggeskoppel, ons herpenis, praise ons behoort aan ons, hier is jullie, amen.
Amen. Now don't be afraid to worship, we are in the word, amen, in the scripture, if we worship and praise the name of the Almighty God. The prophet says 5 minutes. He says he has to pass this way, 1916. After a while, he, Zacchaeus, heard a noise coming around the corner. It's strange, you know, wherever he is at, there's always a lot of noise. Noise, you know, is a sign of life. Remember the high priest, when he dressed and went into the Holy of Holies, on the end of his garment, he had to have a pomegranate and a bell. And that noise in the holiest of holies was a sign that the priest was alive.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, if there ain't no noise in there, then he might be dead. Well, I think that's what the matter with our American churches. Today, there ain't enough noise about it. Not enough enthusiasm. The Bible says, let us never lose our enthusiasm. Amen. We must not lose our enthusiasm. Daniel 70 weeks, page 53, paragraph 230. Let's clap our hands and sing. It Pentecostal people, everybody, try to loosen up. Get that old Methodist formality out of you. Now come on, let's sing. Amen. You say amen? Well, I'm watching tonight where the corner is.
Yes, sir.
Where the amen corner is. Because where the amen corner is, there the angels of the Lord. Amen. Five definite identifications of the true church. Page 22, paragraph 120 to 126. The Bible said that Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the rest of the women, with the 120, all had to climb these steps, those steps, to the upper room, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, till they staggered like they were drunk, speaking in tongues, and acting like a bunch of drunkards. Amen. So we are acting like a bunch of drunkards. Amen. It comes out of our heart, because the word had been revealed. Now it's time for Revelation chapter 5. Amen. It's worship time. Amen.
Amen.
But you don't say amen. Well, I'm speaking in vain. 1%.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. 10%.
Amen.
Amen. 40%. Amen.
Amen.
50%.
Amen.
Amen. 70%.
Amen.
Amen. 80%.
Amen.
Amen. 75%,
amen.
Amen. 90%,
amen.
Amen. 80%,
amen.
Amen. 90%,
amen. Amen.
95%.
Amen.
That's how I like it. Now I feel at home.
Amen.
Amen. Tower of Babel, page 120 to 121. In the compiled book, it says, I am a southerner. And we are just used to a little more response than that. The northern people are conservative. And I have been in the south so long. You will just have to get used to my southern ways.
Amen.
1%. Oh my. What's going on? What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people?
Amen.
From bad to worse.
Amen.
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 Are you still weary and tired?
No, sir.
Well, come and let us hear. Amen.
Amen.
That's better. Now I feel at home.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Don't worry. You needn't be ashamed to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because one day in heaven, you'll feel uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable in this building tonight. So amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now at this time, I'd like to welcome our precious brother Joseph Coleman to the pulpit. We appreciate our brother. We love our brother. We enjoy his ministry. And I believe tonight God is going to speak to our hearts. God is going to speak to our hearts. Amen. And we're going to rejoice in the revelation of his word. Wave offering. Smile offering. Amen. Mark Abonkwe. Well, welcome our precious brother Coleman in the name of Jesus Christ to the pulpit. Amen.
To be we bow our heads in a word of prayer? Almighty God, we're so thankful to be back here once again tonight. And Lord, as we gather tonight, Father, we are certainly acknowledging the presence of the God that has been here with us, Lord. And we rejoice to know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I pray, Heavenly Father, tonight that you would come down in a mighty way again and bless the lambs of God tonight and inspire the ministers, Lord. Realize there's only a short time left on this earth. May you make your ministers flames of fire. Amen. Inspire all of them with a real revelation of Jesus Christ, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Lord God, anoint the word of God tonight. Amen. And may it go out like thunderbolts of lightning. And may the people have a true revelation. Amen. As we gather here tonight, bless the word. Bless the reading of the word. Amen. And now, Lord, confirm the word with a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit tonight. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. For we ask it for your honor. Amen. And for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Would you remain standing for the reading of the word? I'd like to read from Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, and 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, and Revelation 10:7. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. First Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse, and Revelation 10:7. Reading from Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. So we see the mystery comes by revelation. And you cannot explain it to anybody. Anything that you can explain is no more faith. So faith is a revelation of what God said. And God is free to reveal it to whomsoever he will. Yes, sir. So I cannot explain how the seventh seal is open. It's a revelation. Yes, I cannot explain the seven thunders. It's a revelation. Yes, I know one thing. I'm part of Elohim. Yes. Amen. Amen. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto us, unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. And to make known, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And today, if they had known that the seventh thunders really was revealed, they would not have said all those hard, mean things which they have to give an account for. Because the seventh thunders has been revealed and the seventh seal has been pulled back on tape after tape after tape. Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Well, amen. We're happy to be back here tonight.
Amen.
And greet all the ministers, the ones I haven't seen. Lord bless you. Amen. I'd like to take a title tonight, The Threefold Mystery of God. My subject is The Hidden Wisdom of God Ordained Before the World Unto Our Glory. Well, we certainly, speaking on behalf of the Coleman family and our sister Letta, we certainly like to thank Brother Twynham and the church here for making our stay here very comfortable. And we certainly enjoyed our time here thus far. And this is my last night to be speaking, so I just want to say officially from the platform, we thank you, and it was wonderful to be here to have fellowship with you. If I don't get to shake everybody's hand, amen, we're trusting to see you in glory. Praise the Lord, and it's been wonderful being here with you thus far, and we know that it'll get even greater as we go on in the meetings, and all these wonderful ministers will begin to minister you the words of life. So I just giving my little testimony about my name being in the book of life. Amen. And so I'm so happy. So may the Lord bless the rest of the convention and all the other ministers, and rejoicing with our names written under that seventh seal. There's so much controversy about, is the seal open? The seal is not open. And I don't know why it should be, because I believe we can all read English. Amen. He says it's open on so many tapes. So why should there be a dispute about it? But yet it has been, and it's just been the enemy stirring up good brothers. And it's got to be revealed by Jesus Christ. And just a couple of quotes, God Hidden in Simplicity, in your seal book, page 59. Brother Brown speaking says, amen. See, there it is. See, just where it's all already passed, you didn't know it. He had been previously speaking about Elias. One day you're going to hear that he's already come. Amen. And many don't know that and don't understand that. His own, John's own disciples. Amen. His own disciples rather didn't know he was there. Amen. And so he said, there it is, just where it's already passed, you didn't know it. See if it is. If the angel of the Lord will break them seals to us, seals forth to us, remember, is sealed with them seven mysterious thunders. Now, how in the world could we know anything unless the thunders open the seals? Because the whole book was sealed with seven thunders. And the thunders here, it says right here, it had the seven seals sealed. It was sealed with the seven thunders. Now, why can't people believe the simple simplicity of a humble bunch of people and the voice of the signs? Why can't they believe it? See? And very few can believe it. Amen. But nevertheless, it is open, and maybe somebody sitting here wandered in here and is still wandering around about the seals, and we were way up into Elohim. My, your names, we preached this morning, everybody's sitting nice and real quiet. Amen. Isn't that nice? Amen. Praise God. My, 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 we're in Revelation 5, the breach. Question number 4. Amen. Question answers, book 4, page 243. Question 129. Have the seven thunders, which equals seven mysteries, already been revealed? Now, mind you, the seventh seal opened, but not to the public, and that's what's throwing off the brothers.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It wasn't open to the public, but it opened.
Amen.
He took the seven thunders from the backside and placed it in Revelation 8:1. Because your Bible says there was silence, nothing is there. But on the seventh seal, you can read two or three pages there where he says they opened that seventh seal and under there was seven thunders banging 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, who put that there? Malachi 4 put it there. One fold of the threefold seventh seal. Amen. And there it is. But it was a secret. Amen. Praise God. And it's not to be made known to the public, but it broke. But not to the public in 1963, March 24th. But later on, amen, praise God, later on anointing was at the end time. So can't you get it straightened out? I'm not the Son of Man. Amen. Praise God. The Son of Man is being revealed to the public. It was closed to the public March 24th, 1963. But then it was a secret. He wasn't supposed to tell you. But he's getting ready to go away. He said that the Son of Man, who is the seventh seal, is being revealed to the public. Amen. No, he says, were they revealed in the seven seals, but are yet not known to us as the thunders yet? No. They were revealed in the seven seals. Now, how did the thunders get in the seven seals? Unless the prophet put it there. That's what the thunders was about. They was to reveal. They come to reveal. The book was closed, sealed there. The seven thunders had uttered their voices, and no one could make out what it was. John knew what it was, and John's a type of the bride. So the bride down through the seven church ages knew what it was. But John did not know what the seven written seals was. That was for the prophet to reveal it as a message. Praise God, amen. Something moving in here somewhere. My, come down 7 years of preaching the seven thunders. And you come down to a real quiet audience. Praise God. Well, that's the way it's got to be, I suppose. John knew what it was, but he was forbidden to write it. So, but the seventh angel in the days of his sounding, the seven mysteries of the seven thunders would be revealed. The mysteries of the thunders. The mysteries of it is Jesus Christ. Christ is the Word. The Word is a seed that the Son of Man sowed. Can't you get it straight, brethren? Amen. But the seventh angel in the days of his sounding, the seven mysteries of the seven thunders would be revealed. And the seventh angel is a messenger of the seventh church age. He made sure he nailed that down. So you can't say he got to come back in some other age. So the thunders was revealed in the seventh church age. Amen. He's gone. Praise God. But the thunders is here. Page 246, a question about if the natural birth requires water, blood, and spirit, does not the spiritual birth require all three stages of grace before the person is truly born again? Absolutely. I just explained this morning the same on the same thing. You got to have all stages. You begotten of the Spirit just like a baby is begotten in the womb of a mother, but not born until they receive the Holy Ghost. That's right, you're born then. You're not converted. You're in the procession of being converted until that time. That's the reason that all these great mysteries could not be given to Luther, could not be given to Wesley, could not be given to the age that has just passed by us, the Pentecostals. Now, the Pentecostals could not get the mysteries because they were babies. Why? It wasn't time. Now watch. They were begotten. You mean the Pentecostals with the baptism of the Holy Ghost was only begotten? But faith and charity hadn't even come yet? The true baptism of the Holy Ghost? It can only come on the person, which is the thunders. Amen. So a begotten, I got the Holy Ghost, that's only a claiming sign. You got to walk in the light and rot and die and prove you got it. I better get off of there, huh? Amen. Praise God. But I'm just trying to show you that the Pentecostal age was only begotten. Now the person himself, who's he? Elohim. Seven spirits. Seven thunders. Elohim. The person of Christ himself, the Son of Man. You understand? Revealing himself in human flesh. It could not have come till now. And he reveals the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now Malachi 4 prophesied about the threefold mystery of God and connected it to the seven thunders in 1962. I was sharing it with some of the minister brethren, this quote, and the quote is found on Super Sign, June 24th, 1962, Southgate, California. Quote, seven voices to be made known. Let us work, Lord, for we know we have much more time to work. We see time closing in. Soon we're looking for the angel that will set his foot on the land and on the sea and raise up his hand and swore by him that lives forever and ever, time shall be no more. Amen. You said at that time the mystery of God should be finished. We understand now, Father, that God's threefold mystery has been made known to us. 1962. The threefold mystery of God had been made known. Amen. And we understand and are looking now for those mysterious thunders that come out from heaven in the book of Revelation that were sealed on the back of the book. Reveal to us, O Lord, the things that we need for the battle ahead of us. Unquote. So we see Malachi 4 in 1962 connecting together the mystery of God, threefold mystery, seven thunder mystery. What is the mystery of God? The beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation, 1955, Indiana. This is a Xerox quote. Amen. At that time, Michael shall stand, the great prince. Michael was Christ, of course, who fought the angelic wars in heaven with the devil. Satan and Michael fought against each other. And now at that time, he said, as many as were found written in the book was delivered. And those who had done righteous, watch it close. And the wise... Amen. I think I'm reading from the wrong page here. Here we are. Amen. Now, but thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book.
Amen.
Even to the time of the end. For many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Amen. Then I, Daniel, beheld and looked, and behold, there stood other two, one on this side of the bank of the river, and the one on the other side of the bank of the river. And then one said to the man clothed in linen, the Holy Spirit, which was upon the waters, peoples, multitudes, Holy Ghost upon the people. Let there be a separation upon the waters. Separate the bride waters from the church waters, and the Holy Spirit is standing upon the waters. Amen. Peoples and multitudes and Holy Ghost upon the people. The Spirit of God moved upon the waters.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how to live the Holy Ghost. Revelation says that the thickness and multitude, the waters means thickness, multitudes of people. And here's one in white linen wagging himself up and down upon the waters with his hands to heaven, walking on top of you, swearing that time shall be no more. Lord, walk on me. If nobody else want you to walk on them, put them thunders on me and swear, time shall be no more. Amen. I say it, the Son of Man has walked on a bride.
Amen.
And swore their time shall be no more. The half an hour is almost up, and they're still trying to figure out, is the seventh seal open? Elias has already come. There ain't no other message. This is the message. Amen. With his hands up to heaven, swearing by him that lives forever and ever, when these things happen, time shall be no more. Hallelujah. Time shall be no more. He swore that when we see these nations breaking and things taking place like that, the mystery of God is already accomplished. The threefold mystery of God has already been made plain. What is this great mystery of God? God in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Shining forth, that gives you the Holy Ghost. When these things take place, time shall be no more. When you get a revelation that your name is in that book, and there ain't enough devils in hell to stop it. Amen. When you get a revelation that Elohim is your father, when that takes place, time shall be no more. And that is now taking place. Now. Now are we the sons of God. It doth not appear what we shall be, but we know, we know, we know, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Why? Because Elohim is now ready to step into 16 elements. Hallelujah. And we now have the last prayer in the Bible quickened to us. Even so, come now, Lord Jesus. We are ready. If the time shall be no more. Amen. They that know their God, whose God? Elohim. They that know Elohim. In the last days many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. But they that know their God shall do mighty exploits. It won't be you speaking. It'll be Elohim down in your soul. Speak. Let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, I'm so happy tonight to be in that. Yes, sir. Some great day, some marvelous day. Time shall be no more. See, we come out of eternity. Amen. We was before there was a world. Did you know that? God made man his own image. Where was you? He said to Job, when Job thought he had some wisdom, said that, where was you when I laid the foundation of the world? Before I laid it, when the sons of God sang together and the morning stars shouted for joy, them shining ones shouted for joy. Why? Here's why. The shining ones were shouting for joy. Praise God, when they seen that someday there was a tabernacle here on earth and King Melchizedek would come in righteousness of God. That's why you were shouting. You, by amen. Hallelujah. That's why you shout now. Amen. You was in Melchizedek. And Melchizedek told you in the Logos that he was going to go down and take on flesh and die for you, because you had to bypass that theophany. But glory to God, amen. And there's not enough devils in hell to stop you from going back to God. You come from God and you're going back to God. Glory a Dios. Avancia. Praise God. They were shouting. They were dancing. They were singing. Glory. Praise God, amen. When they had a revelation that King Melchizedek would come in the righteousness of God and give his life to redeem us. Took God back again in that challenge forever and ever. Where was you when I laid a foundation in the world? Tell me what you stand upon. Praise God. Amen. Job fell down on his face. That's what we are supposed to do. When the revelations break like this, you should lay prostrate. And people sit around, that was a nice sermon.
the Lord. We praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God be praised. God be praised. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Elohim, want to take control of your being. Control of the 16 elements. Amen. Let's open our hearts tonight and receive Him. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful presence. The presence of the Almighty One. What a wonderful presence of Him. The person of Elo, Elo, Elohim. Sing that chorus, Norma, Norma. Yeah. Amen. Norma, Norma. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is a bunch of fanatics. Amen. Amen. You are in the middle of the road. Praise God. God, like it this way. I love it this way. We can shout. We can praise God. It this way, that demon, his head is jumping. That demon is dead. That demon, he's defeated. We've got a demon. Amen. Oh. Amen. God is in this noise. It's God. Amen. We're marching over to Jerusalem. Now I feel like marching. Amen. Finish. Satan is a stretcher. Finish. 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 Defeat it. Finish. 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 Amen. We are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem.
Das, 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 das 20 minutes. Amen. That was God's allotted time tonight, and I believe he has achieved his purpose. Amen. I believe it was sufficient. Amen. We have received what we have come for. Amen. The word of God is more powerful than a two-edged sword. And I believe it went right into our bosom, right into our soul. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. Do you appreciate him? Do you love him? Do you adore him? Is he the sweetest name on mortal tongue? The sweetest name in sound of song? His name is... His name is... His name is... His name is... Amen. There's no other name given in heaven, on earth, among men, by the name of Jesus Christ. Elohim, before the beginning, before there was an atom, before there was a molecule, before the stars existed, before there was a sun, before there was a moon, when there were no atmosphere, when he existed by himself, not as God, but as Allah Elohim, the self-existent one, existing one. Amen. Where were you? Amen. Where were you? We were in the mind of God. We are now attributes. Express the word seed bride. We are the thoughts of Elohim sitting here tonight. So we are thankful for the wonderful way that God has met us. Amen. That he poured out his spirit. And we received a blessing out of the hand of the Omnipotent One. Hallelujah. So we are very thankful that God has met with us in such a wonderful way. We just appreciate him. We love him. We adore him. He's the darling of my soul. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the bright and morning star. He's the El Shaddai. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Amen. He's the jasper and the sardius stone. Oh, he's the sweetest one. His name is
Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Do you love him tonight?
Yes.
Amen. He has lit my soul and made me whole. I'm on my way. Amen. To adoption. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder. Amen. I'm about to enter the king's chamber. I'm having a relationship with God, Elohim. I am pregnated. I'm expecting. Amen. About to give birth. Amen. His nature has dropped down into my soul. Amen. What shall we say of all these things? What can I say? But what he have already said. Amen. So we are very happy. Amen. What God has done for us tonight. May the Lord richly bless us. May the Lord richly bless our precious brother, whom the Lord has used tonight. Amen. So tomorrow morning, amen, our brother Dillard will be the speaker. And we're looking forward to a wonderful time tomorrow morning. Amen. When God will once again meet with us in a miraculous way. So we believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the immutable God. Amen. He's God and he changes not. So whatever your need may be, I believe, if you come expecting, God will meet with your expectation. Your expectation will be met. Amen. And you will leave this place
what we have come for.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord richly bless you.
Amen.
An appeal to the believers who are staying in the various schools, that you'd please take out all the valuables out of your car before you go to bed. See that your cars are locked. The tapes are removed. Place in the boot or in a safe place. Amen?
Amen.
So whenever somebody is up to mischief and sees something as especially a tape recorder in the car, it attracts his attention. Amen? And that forces him to do what he wouldn't have otherwise have done if it wasn't that there was a tape in the car. So remove all your valuables, all the clothing, and I believe God will richly bless you. Amen.
Amen.
So until tomorrow morning, shalom. Shalom. Good morning. Peace be unto you. Amen. So request, after service has been closed, that the children will continue to go through that door at the back to the banquet hall, the minor hall. Amen. To get the food. And we'd like the adults, the believers, to remain in their seats. So as soon as the children are finished and they have been served their food, that they may in turn go out of this door to get the food in the minor hall. May the Lord richly bless you all. Amen. So let us stand to our feet. We're going to ask Brother Harold Beckett. Amen. To come to the platform to thank the Lord for this wonderful meeting.
Amen.
And the message that has gone forth. Brother Harold Beckett, Pastor, Assembly and Coast Pastor.
Can we just bow our heads in a word of prayer? Dear gracious Father, we are thankful tonight once again that we can just bow our hearts before you, Lord. Our hearts are filled with thanks and happiness, Lord, to know that you are with us and even in us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the seventh thunder anointing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the latter rain, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the word made flesh within the bride. Father, we pray that you will come and bless the believers, Lord. May you just fill their lives with your Shekinah glory. And may they grow from strength to strength and from victory to victory, Lord. We thank you for the victory day, Lord. We thank you for the opening of the seven seals, Lord. Father, we pray that you will bless the speaker, Father. May you fill his life with the unfailing promise of your divine word. May you bless every minister, Lord. May you bless every saint. Father, we pray for the bride of Jesus Christ around the country, around the world. Oh God, we bless the bride tonight, Lord. We bless every member of the body of Christ, the mystical body, the word becoming flesh within the bride. Father, give us grace and give us mercy, Lord, to stand in the hour.